Rob's calling us from Olympia. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Wright, for taking my call. I'm having, I'm 73 years old, have a body mass index of about 24, having a lot of problems with sciatic nerve problems in my left leg or left side of my leg. Mm-hmm. Just wondering if you have any simple, easy solutions.
Well, I can't tell you they work 100%, but let me quote the Merck manual from 1957. And the reason I'm quoting that is that that's the last year that Merck had the patent on making bioidentical vitamin B12. No kidding. It was patented because it was synthesized and made exactly identical to natural, and that way we could sell it at a higher price. That's the way it goes. Anyway, in that Merck manual, they said, there have been a number of reports from doctors all around the country that if they give people with sciatica vitamin B12, 1 cc, which at that time translated to 100 milligrams, and 1 cc of vitamin B1, which also translates to 100 milligrams, put them in the same syringe and inject them not into the sciatic nerve, of course, but just into the person's body, a series of those shots and the sciatica would fade away. And that's right from the Merck manual, and I've had people try it, and I'd say it works about 60% of the time. It does not work 100% of the time. So having said that, another thing to think about is, maybe there's something that's out of alignment and it needs readjustment. Have you visited your favorite chiropractor or osteopath?
I have not.
Well, it's a thought, because if there's a misalignment there, it can be compressing on that nerve as it goes down one side and not the other. And that's what makes one think about misalignment, is that it is just steadily going down one side and not the other side. So it's probably not general nerve pain. So those are a couple of things to think about, sir.
Okay. Well, real good, because I take both vitamin D and the B12 as capsules and such, but probably the chiropractic, people would probably be placed to start off first, because I've had this challenge for now going on probably about 3 months, and I'm getting a little bit tired of it. So
I agree with you, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your information.
You're welcome. And one of the things, sir, how old are you?
73.
Okay. The older we get, the less well we absorb vitamin B12. And it's quite remarkable that sometimes people will tell me, I've been swallowing B12 for thus and such for quite a while. And I'll say, well, look, you're 74, try an injection. And what do you know? The injection helps. And the explanation for that is known. It's that as we get older, the stomach's ability to have the lining cells work as good as they did when we were younger goes down, according to a doc who published a research study in 1932 from the Mayo Clinic. By the time we get to be 60, 50% of this have this the trouble, and it's just like testosterone goes down, estrogen goes down in ladies, all that. Well, the stomach acid goes down too, but what's not as well known is the same cells that make that acid, they make the factor that is a total necessity for vitamin B12 to get into the body. It's called intrinsic factor, and that comes out of the stomach lining too, and it grabs onto vitamin B12 molecules, and now they can be absorbed. But if there is a problem with that stomach lining, and inevitably we're all going to have that if we live old enough, if there's a problem with it, then that intrinsic factor isn't coming out very good, and so it can't grab the vitamin B12, so the vitamin B12 goes in one end and out the other. And that's why we've all heard of B12 shots, and we hardly ever hear of B2 shots or B7 shots. And all the other B vitamins, they get in all by themselves. They don't need a guide, but the B12 needs this guide. So there you go, sir.
I do take I can't think of it right now, but a capsule of hydrochloric acid to increase my stomach acid.
Well, then, sir,
one of those pills a day.
I hear you. And if you're feeling that that helps you, then the shot might help you, B12, that is, where the tablet doesn't. Just keep that in mind. I'd go to the chiropractor first, too. I'd ask all my friends and neighbors which one where helps you the most, and then I'd go to that one. And then, if that doesn't work, I'd try the B12 by shot, sir, just because of what you just said.
Okay. Well, real good. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.